Have you ever heard someone say this? I would get a motorcycle, but my wife won't let me. I have, more times than I can count. Not, I don't want one. Not, I can't afford one. But I'm not allowed. That phrase right there, it says more than most people realize.
Because behind it isn't just a conversation about motorcycles. It's about fear. It's about identity. And it's about the quiet pressure to not become the person you feel pulled to be. Let's talk about that. Welcome along for another Hangout, everyone. In our Hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics.
Let's get to it.
Some people who take biker advice may experience an increased feeling of freedom and may become addicted to motorcycle riding.
If you're part of the 93% that are new to the channel, welcome. Something in the algorithm thought you might appreciate a different kind of motorcycle conversation. Around here, we go a little deeper. And to the returning viewers and frequent commenters, especially subscribers, I appreciate you more than you know. Motorcycles carry baggage, not the kind you strap to the back of the bike, the kind society puts on you the moment you say you ride. Donor cycle, organ donor, squid, chrome pilot, midlife crisis, weekend warrior, reckless, power ranger, dirtbag, lowlife, suicidal. If you have ever told someone you're thinking about riding, you've probably seen it. That look. That subtle shift in their expression, like you just told them you're planning to juggle chainsaws on the freeway. And here's the thing. That stigma didn't come from nowhere. People have seen crashes. They've heard stories. They've watched someone they love get hurt, or worse. So, in their mind, motorcycles aren't freedom. They're danger wrapped in chrome. But what gets lost in the narrative is this. To a rider, it's not about being reckless. It's about being present. It's about feeling connected to the road, to the machine, to the moment. It's not about dying. It's about actually feeling alive. Then there's the cultural stereotypes. People think that riders are one of a few things. Outlaws, adrenaline junkies, irresponsible thrill seekers, guys trying to relive their youth. And sure, those people exist. But so do engineers, fathers, veterans, doctors. Quiet guys who just want an hour of peace after a long day. Motorcycling isn't one kind of person. It's every kind of person who's decided they don't want to experience life through a windshield. But here's where it gets complicated. When your family doesn't see that version of riding, they don't see the calm, they don't see the discipline, they don't see the growth, they only see risk. And fear has a loud voice in relationships. So let's talk about that phrase, "my wife won't let me." Because on the surface it sounds simple, but underneath, it usually means, I don't want to cause conflict. I don't want to scare her. I don't want to choose something that might upset my family. And that's not weakness. That's responsibility. But here's the hard truth. If you bury something that matters to you long enough, it doesn't disappear. It turns into frustration, resentment. That quiet feeling that you're not fully living your own life. And I've talked to a lot of guys over the years who say the same thing. I always wanted to ride. And that word, always, carries weight. Because it doesn't go away. Let's talk about the part nobody can ignore. The risk. Because motorcycles are more dangerous than cars. There's no point pretending otherwise. When you're on a bike, you don't have airbags. You don't have a steel cage around you. And when things go wrong, they go wrong fast. Statistically, per mile traveled, motorcycles are significantly more likely to be involved in a fatal crash than someone in a car. That's the truth. But here's where the conversation usually stops, and maybe it shouldn't. Because we don't evaluate everything else in life that way. Think about it. We accept risks every day that we don't even question. Driving a car while distracted, even for a second, working high-stress jobs that wreck our health over time, eating habits that lead to long-term disease, extreme sports, even something as normal as commuting on a busy freeway. Those risks are normalized. They're acceptable. But motorcycles, those get singled out. Why? Because the danger is visible, immediate, hard to ignore. But here's something else that often gets left out of the conversation. Motorcycling risk isn't just random chaos. A large percentage of serious motorcycle accidents involve things like riders without proper training, riding under the influence, excessive speed, not wearing protective gear. In other words, a lot of the risk is influenced by secondary decisions. That doesn't eliminate the danger, but it changes the equation. So the real question isn't, is motorcycling dangerous? It is. The better question is the risk something you can understand, respect, and manage? Because that's what we do with everything else in life. And then there's the other side of the coin. What do you get from it? Clarity, focus, a sense of presence that's hard to find anywhere else, a break from the noise, a connection to something real. For some people, that's just not worth the risk. And that's okay. But for others, it fills a space that nothing else quite does. And that's where it becomes personal, because only you can decide where the line is. Not the internet, not the stigma, not even the people that care about you. They can influence the decision, but they can't define what makes a life feel fully lived. So, what do you do if you're that guy? You're not trying to be reckless. You're not trying to blow up your relationship. You just want to explore something that calls to you. Here's where most people get it wrong. They treat it like a fight. It's my life. I'm doing it anyway. That approach almost always backfires because now it's not about motorcycles anymore. It's about trust. Instead, try this. Number one, change the conversation from emotion to understanding. Don't dismiss the fear. Ask about it. What worries you most about it? You might hear things you didn't expect. Two, show, don't tell. Take a safety course. Learn the discipline. Understand the risks. When somebody sees you taking it seriously, it changes how they see it. Third, start small. You don't need to jump straight into a leader bike and cross-country trips. Ease into it. Build confidence for both of you. Fourth, invite them into the process. Even if they never ride, let them be a part of the decision. Fear grows in the unknown. It shrinks in the familiar. And here's the biggest one. Fifth, be honest about why it matters to you. Not, I just want one. But it makes me feel like I'm actually experiencing life. It gives me clarity. It's something I've wanted for a long time. That's a different conversation. If you like this sort of thing and would like to support the channel, the best way to do that right now is to click the subscribe button. At the end of the day, this isn't really about motorcycles. It's about whether you're allowed to explore parts of yourself that don't fit neatly into another person's comfort zones. And that's a balance. Because being a good partner, a good father, a good man, it does mean considering the people in your life. But it also means not disappearing in the process. The goal isn't to choose the bike over your family. It's to find a way where you don't have to choose at all. So, if you've ever said, I would get a motorcycle, but, ask yourself, is it really about permission? Or is it about fear, yours or someone else's? And if you're already riding, you probably understand this better than anyone. Drop a comment. What was the biggest resistance you faced before you started riding? And if you're that guy on the fence, you don't have to rush into it. But don't ignore it either. Because some things in life don't go away for a reason. Coming up next, I'll share my biker origin story. I'll tell you about the moment I knew I would chase a life on two wheels. I'll share the exhilarating first moment followed by a profound tragedy, where the fates placed me on a journey I'm still traveling today. It's a story you'll never forget, and I promise you'll have a good laugh at my expense. If you would like to learn how a biker is made, stick around and hang out a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. I would really like to hear your ideas for hangout topics and enjoy your questions or comments. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.